so far. We are very grateful to have you here, and as you can imagine, and as usual, it's a mess to to organize a conference. It always ends up being a lot of last-minute things to be applied, to move around, to get, to print, to do. So we're glad to be here and to have a stream running, to have you seated, to welcome you. Basically, I'm just going to introduce myself and the team, say basically a little bit about CBase, about what we are doing here and how the program goes, and, well, a little bit, yeah, about these guys that helped us doing all of this. So, yeah, first of all, who are we? This is Henrik von Kohler. He's from the TU. He's running the electronics studio at TU, which is the Technical University of Berlin, the red logo. Then there is Riot, or Heiko Weinen. He's a CBase member and basically also helped organize the 2016 edition, which got infamously famous under the name of Minilac. And then we have Daniel Schwert. I can never pronounce that. It's a Swedish last name, I'm sorry. I messed this up. And yeah, he also helped organize 2016. So basically, we're back at it again. Same place, different time, different people, a little bit at least. We got extended. Yeah, I'm David Runge, again, also at it. Same time, same place, different time. I want to say a bit about CBase, basically, and why we choose to do it again here. Obviously, we're all CBase members, so it's kind of easy to do it here for us. But CBase is quite a special place for doing conferences or doing events, because it's a crashed space station, as you all know, probably. Or you'll get to know once you get a tour around the whole thing. We basically have areas in CBase that are members only, because we run an association that basically is doing all of this, is doing events here, is hacking on things, and yeah. So I hope you can enjoy the place. Please be aware of the members only areas. Every once in a while, you might run into a CBase member telling you, okay, you're not allowed to be in here. That could be, so please let yourself be guided out if that happens.
Actually, can I explain this a little bit more detail? We have opened half of the downstairs area because there's a sound lab as well, and the Weltenbau Lab, World Construction Laboratory, which is free for us to use. But if you go down the stairs and just when straight ahead, there will be one door with signs members only. Please respect that door.
That's weird.
Thank you.
Continue.
We just saw that the stream is kind of in a weird place. Somehow they ended up streaming us in the seminar room at the moment. We have to fix this later. Yeah, all these last minute fixes will happen. Well, yeah, downstairs is basically like semi-open usually, and but I wanted to say more about, well, basically, who these people are. You might know MOD already. I mean, MOD is probably quite well known to most of you. They do guitar effects and really nice like hardware to play around with. If you're a guitar player, then you most likely have stumbled upon one of their devices in the past years. Ableton was so kind to sponsor us, to basically enable us to put some more effort into what we do here, basically, as it's always, it always requires money to do stuff, to, I don't know, print proceedings, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You gotta, spend some money to basically actually go anywhere. We are very grateful to get some hardware sponsorship by HEDD, which is, basically former constructors of Adam Audio. We are in cooperation with Spectrum, which is basically an event space in Neukölln. So please don't miss out on the on the installation that is going on there. You'll see it in the schedule. Make sure to drop by if you have the time. Then we have really awesome last minute contributions basically by Native Instruments that enables us to use their space to do tomorrow's concerts. Saturday's concerts, I'm already far ahead. Henrik is going to talk about that, and Bitwig, I think Riot will explain more about. So that's basically it, I think. From my side, we have the workshops in the seminar room, which you will find over here to the left. Currently, we're streaming from there for some obscure reason. It's probably one of these time hole issues with the space station. This is the main hall in which usually all of the paper sessions will take place. So just for like some slight orientation. Over there to the right, you'll see it's like a staircase going down where you'll find the sound lab and also a small corner to hang out. It's called Weltenbau Lab, basically, where you can just meet and hang out, chat about stuff, and yeah. We hope you'll have a great time here. And now off to Henrik.
Okay, thanks for the introduction. Yeah, thank you very much. I'm very happy that this year we're doing this together, like with the C-Bass and the Electronic Music Studio at TU Berlin. And what I wanted to add is that we have wanted to inform you about the proceedings. So when you registered, which you did hopefully, I think we have 130 people, which is not so bad, I think, and I didn't expect that many today. You can find the papers, the proceedings on Deposit Once. That's a service from the Technical University Berlin, where they are under a Creative Commons license with a DIO. So that means everybody can access them now already. So since yesterday night, it's already available. And those who check this, I want printed proceedings, you can get them at the desk, at the bar. There will be 15 euros. There are some more than were actually ordered. So if you decide you want them now, you can still get them. They are, I think every second page is full colored and so on. So it's worth the money. And for now, for the next part, I need these notes. For the papers, I also want to thank everybody who was involved in the review process and Frank Neumann who assembled all the stuff for us. Who sadly can't be here, but we will send them at least the printed proceedings. So what I want to introduce to now is the concert program and so on. So we have basically three concerts and two installations. That means tonight, tomorrow, and the day after tomorrow, you will have program after we'll have music program after you listen to the talks. Tonight we're here in the main hall. That means when you go out to barbecue, we will make final adjustments. Then you can listen to Super Dirt. It's a live performance with electronics and the cello. And after that, you can listen to a minimal house DJ set by Luigi Verona. Then tomorrow, Friday, we will, after the workshops, kindly ask you, as David already mentioned, to leave to the Spectrum, because it's a very nice venue for this installation. You can see there, it's Caracoles 4, I didn't really practice the pronunciation. So it will be open starting at 6 p.m. That means when we are done here, I would actually kindly ask you to go there. Also, it's a good area. You just have to enter the U8, like a subway number 8. Briefly. And it's also a good opportunity to grab some food. There's a lot of stuff around, so that means just go there, grab something to eat, and then, go there. That would be nice. You should then be back here at C-Bass tomorrow, because we will then have the tape night. That means we have 8 pieces, which are completely tape-based. We use the time to set that up here when you're gone. I'm really looking forward to this because I already compiled all the pieces, and I'm very happy with the program. So you can look forward to that. And yeah, also tomorrow you will we'll play Centire, which is an installation with participation in the seminar room. So that will be starting from 8 p.m. and it will be running for quite some time. Then we have on Saturday, we have to leave again to go to the concerts. We are having these concerts at the Native Space, that's why they are partners. And it's something like, it's not so far away, you have to take one bus 15 minutes. So it's around the corner, and we will have five very different performances. So in contrast to tomorrow, where everything is tape music, we will have a complete performance night. And also we will have another not yet announced closing session there, where we'll have a live DJ set on an ambisonic system, which is, I think, pretty nice, and pretty happy that we can, after we listen to the concerts, stay at Native Space to listen to that concert. Yeah, and also I want to thank everybody who worked on the concert stuff already now, and there's still some work to do, so yeah. And
okay, yeah, like I already remarked, I'm going to explain to you the various locations. We have a map for this, and also something very new, which is kind of not a beta test, but it's used for the first time in such a large way, is live.linuxaudio.org, which is a conference information system filled with some data relevant for this conference. Like there is a calendar with a schedule, and there's a map with the venues, and you can also register lightning talks there. On that note, I'd like to ask you to submit some more lightning talks, because currently there will not be much happening. If you want to do some infomercial or lightning talky thingy for 5 minutes, please contact me, or better even, register on this site, and then I'm going to just show you how this works. Yeah, be my latency. Yeah. The lightning talks, let's have a look at the calendar first. Saturday. Oh. So here's the program in detail. You can browse through. You can also click these calendar entries to get more details. Also, you notice there is the Caracolis 4 installation. We're overdue. here's the Centire event, and here downstairs in the red events are the tape concerts at the Native Space. And the lightning talks are here. That is 3 p.m. on Saturday. So lots of time to actually work on this. And now to show you the registration, which you can use. It's when you click on sessions, you can add a new session. Please don't forget to upload slides if you want to use them. Otherwise, we're just going to blend in the background and nothing else. Down here, you can see what you already submitted. Another thing I mentioned is the map. The map. So right now we are here. And yeah, I've charted the footpaths to the subway station of U8. And this is the bus line that brings you to Native Space down here, which is the red flag. You can also click these and get some more information on the spaces. And below here is the Spektrum. And yeah, this is the U8, where you can also travel to, yeah, complex. You can travel around here. So yeah, I hope this will help you all to get some more information. Also, we have a wiki here, but there's not much content in here. You can all edit this if you want to. Please don't break anything, but maybe provide some funny or insightful or useful information in general. Yeah, another thing which is not yet possible, but we are going to do the Bitwig lottery this year again. We had this in Mainz under Albert's Linux Audio Conference. And back then we asked participants to sign a small paper slip to participate in the lottery. This year we're going to go paperless. If you register your account here, you're automatically participating in this lottery. So why do you want to do that? The first prize is a Bitwig license, Bitwig 2 license. And there is 15 more Bitwig 8-track licenses which are able to, which you could have if you are lucky. So, yes, I guess.
Hopefully not.
I think. I think I'm done. If you have any questions, oh no! One important thing: there is a donation box. It's at the counter at the bar, and you can't miss it. It's a large, very, very old hard drive, actually. Back when hard drives could kill people. Okay, I'm going to give to Dave now. Daniel now. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm just going to mention one thing. Since we have some printed name tags, but okay, I printed them like 2 days ago, so if you register after that, then you're not on that list. But tomorrow we're going to, like, on the bar there, we're going to have like a big coffee machine where you can get coffee and I'll put the name tags next to it, and there will be some empty stickers so you can also, like, write your name. Just a tiny detail. I guess right now we're going to start the barbecue, which will take some time until it's barbecuable, or what it's called. But until then, say hi to everyone you haven't met yet and have a beer at the bar.
Amuse yourselves.
Yeah.
Just as a short reference point as well, we have the bar, which is at the same time also our sort of info desk. So if you're in search of your name tags or your weird license agreement stuff, just buy a beer and you'll find the way. Okay, enjoy.